Okay, welcome to August 3rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do the show is because I'm a proud patriotic American, and hopefully you're listening because you are also a proud patriotic American. I podcast the show from America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move here, or if you have any questions on refinancing or investments, make sure you call my wife, Teresa, at 619-507-4906. That's 619-507-4906, or check out our website at teresalovesrealestate.com. And so now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, put our hands over our hearts, and face the flags if we have one, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice, America! And now on to today's headlines. The Donner Party gets their first delay. We'll wish a happy birthday to Elisha Graves, who patented a safeguard for elevators. The National Basketball Association is created. The USS Nautilus sub goes to the North Pole. And the Beach Boys release Surfer Girl. Alright, so now let's get started! 1846. The Donner Party gets its first delay. Not good. The Donner Party was a group of 89 men, women, and children who wanted to head out west to California. It was led by James Reed, a businessman who read the book An Emigrant's Guide to Oregon and California by Lansford Hastings. The book described a new route that would save a few hundred miles to those who wanted to head west. Problem was, Hastings never actually took that route himself before he wrote the book. He just pictured in his head it might work. Reed gathered his whole family, and it was a big one, in a two-story wagon complete with a kitchen stove and 12 oxen to pull it. The Reed Party met up with the Donner Party and several other parties as well, and the group left Independence, Missouri on April 16th. Ironically enough, the same day Hastings was headed east to check out the route that he had written about. In Fort Laramie in present-day Wyoming, Reed and the Donner Party ran into an old buddy of Reed's named James Clyman, who had just taken the new route as described in the book, and told Reed the route is barely passable by foot, and to get to California, they really should take the northern route, which was much safer and easier. For some reason, Reed didn't listen, and they continued down the new route. On August 3rd, they reached the head of the canyon at the Wasatch Mountains and found a note from Hastings saying, "Do not take this route." Guess what? It was impassable. Instead of turning around and going back, they decided to keep pressing forward anyway. Wagons had to be abandoned, oxen started running away, and tempers were flaring against Reed. The trail just got more and more difficult, and October 28th, the snow began to fall, blocking the Sierra Nevada mountain summits. They spent months in the frozen middle of nowhere, and eventually began resorted killing and eating their oxen. And when they ran out of meat, they eventually started eating each other. The dead human bodies. Members of the Donner Party began dying of starvation and sickness, and basically whoever was still alive started eating their corpses. In the end, only 45 of the original 89 emigrants made it to California the following April. At least 7 were cannibalized. Donner Lake in Truckee, California is named after the party. 1811. Happy birthday, Elisha Graves Otis. He invented a gadget that would prevent elevators from falling should the hoisting cable fail. We like this guy. And in 1949, the Basketball Association of America, the BAA, and the National Basketball League, the NBL, merged to create the NBA. There were 17 teams in the league at that time, but lack of interest in the game led to teams diminishing to a total of 8 teams. So, the league brought something new to the game, the 24-second shot clock. This forced a lot more hustle into the game and made it much more fun to watch. Today, of course, the NBA has 30 teams and attracts players as well as fans from all over the world. Yet another great American invention, the NBA. Like a boss! In 1958, the USS Nautilus, the world's first nuclear-powered submarine, becomes the first undersea voyage to the North Pole on August 3rd. Hi, Santa. Don't mind us, just passing through. Just keep making my toys, please. The Nautilus enjoyed a career of nearly 25 years and 500,000 miles travel. And finally, in 1963, the Beach Boys release Surfer Girl, which should climb up to number 7 in the U.S. by September. It was the first song Brian Wilson ever wrote, and the first one and produced as well. Its flip side, Little Deuce Coupe, proved to be the Beach Boys' most successful B-side, reaching number 15 in America and becoming a hot rod classic theme. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for August 3rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. What about that Donner Party? Remember that song from the 80s called I Eat Cannibals? That was hilarious. So a couple cannibals were eating dinner one night, and one says to the other, "Man, I hate my mother-in-law." And so the other cannibal says to him, "Well, try the potatoes." But a psh. Or what about the two cannibals that were eating a clown, and one says to the other, "Does this taste funny to you?" What did the cannibal get when he came home late one night for dinner? The cold shoulder. Alright, anyway, we are done with the cannibal jokes. Let me know if you got a funnier one than that. Please. What was your favorite Beach Boys song? I would have to say mine would be California Girls. Very nice. So yeah, let me know what you think on the comment board. There's also some multiple choice quizzes on there you gotta check out. And don't miss tomorrow's program. It's President Obama's birthday. Plus, I'll talk about Jesse Owens and Talladega Nights. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you then.